Educate client about long-term care LTC insurance. Most Americans will likely need some form of long-term care. The bulk of this need occurs for those who are 75 or older. Long-term care is very expensive. LTC insurance is an expensive form of insurance because it is a high-severity, high-frequency risk that is expensive for insurers to provide. LTC insurance is financially out of reach for many people. For those who can afford it, it offers a mechanism for reducing some of these costs in the future. Educate client on LTC considerations. Long-term care insurance, LTC insurance, is defined as an insurance policy that helps cover the in-home or nursing facility costs associated with personal and healthcare needs for individuals with chronic illnesses or disabilities who need long-term help with daily living. Alternatives to long-term care insurance include adding a rider to life insurance that covers long-term care, relying on loved ones, self-insuring, and Medicaid. Comparing the cost of a rider on one's life insurance to other LTC insurance options is definitely worth exploring. An elderly parent may be able to live with a loved one, for example, rather than needing to be in long-term care, at least until their condition requires more intensive care. While some clients may have substantial retirement savings at this point in their lives, the cost of long-term care has been known to use up these savings quickly. Medicaid can be accessed if the client lacks the means to pay for the care themselves. Long-term care insurance typically covers a portion of the cost for the following needs: skilled nursing care, intensive care, 24-hour supervision and treatment. Intermediate care, cannot live alone, but no need for 24-hour supervision. Custodial care, needs help with day-to-day tasks such as eating or personal hygiene. Hospice care, care for the terminally ill. Counselors should educate their clients about the pros and cons of LTC insurance. This category of insurance is unaffordable to many. Having LTC insurance can reduce the financial impact of needing long-term care. Premiums are usually high for LTC insurance, but can be lower for clients in their 50s. Clients who are in their 60s or older may find it hard to find affordable policies or run the risk of being denied coverage based on their age and/or illnesses. As with other categories of insurance, there can be an overwhelming range of options to consider. There are some key factors related to LTC insurance that everyone should be aware of. The size of premiums depends on the amount covered and the length of care covered. Typically, select a maximum daily or monthly amount of coverage. Premiums can rise as the insured person ages. As with all forms of insurance, if the premiums cannot be paid any longer, all benefits are lost and the premiums paid cannot be recovered. Premiums are high and can rise much faster than the rate of inflation, but inflation guard/protection riders are offered by some providers. Policies may not cover all costs of LTC care. Medical conditions can affect the cost of LTC insurance. Those with pre-existing conditions, for example, may find it difficult to get affordable plans. Women often pay more because they are expected to live longer than men. Costs can be controlled by purchasing joint LTC insurance for a married couple that would cost less than if each person got separate LTC insurance. Refunds can sometimes be offered if benefits are not used. LTC insurance policies have elimination periods, which begin after the insured is unable to perform at least two activities of daily life, ADLs, such as walking, eating, or dressing, and sometimes cognitive impairment. Not all policies cover in-home care. If they do, it is also important to know who provides the care. Despite its name, LTC insurance can also be used for short-term care. For example, if the policyholder needs assistance usually covered by LTC insurance following a surgery or accident. Government assistance with long-term care can be received through Medicaid, though only for low-income individuals, and the amount of coverage varies by state. Counselors should remind clients to always check for state-specific coverage and make sure they are aware of what is and is not available to them.